Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Adam Talks, a podcast that takes an alternative look at retirement. This is Adam Bergman, founder and CEO of IRA Financial. If you want to learn more, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. Just search IRA Financial. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Adam Talks, emergency episode. Court authorizes service of John Doe's summons seeking identity of U.S. taxpayers who have used cryptocurrency on Kraken Exchange. So wanted to do a quick update on this because a couple years ago I did a podcast on the IRS issuing John Doe summonses to Coinbase and other exchanges looking for information on taxpayers that are using cryptocurrency as a way to audit them to make sure they're paying taxes. So Kraken actually fought back and felt that the initial IRS John Doe summons, and a John Doe summons essentially is a type of summons that the IRS has the power to issue because they have very, very broad summons power where they could list a category of class of taxpayers. So they don't have to actually list your name like Adam Bergman, I want his info. They can say, I want a list of taxpayers that fall into this category. And it could be anyone that owns cryptos. And Kraken said, well, that's too broad. That's not right. So they limited it to anyone from 2016 to 2020 that did at least the equivalent of $20,000 in transactions in crypto. So the federal court in Northern District of California said that is fair. And they allowed the IRS to issue the John Doe summons to Kraken. And Kraken will now have to provide them all the U.S. taxpayers that have transacted at least $20,000 in cryptocurrency transactions from 2016 to 2020. Why does the IRS care? Simple, right? Taxation. They want your money. They're not joking around. The first line on the 1040 is, have you purchased cryptocurrencies with personal funds? So they want to know. Now, why is this important for retirement investors? Well, I think it's just another layer of proof that when you buy cryptos, you should think about doing it in a retirement account. Why? Obviously the taxation, right? You don't pay tax. If you own cryptos in a pre-tax IRA, you sell cryptos for a gain, it's all deferred back to the IRA. You only pay tax when you take a distribution. After 59.5, just tax. If you own cryptos in a Roth IRA, then so long as you're over 59.5 and the Roth's been open at least 5 years when you sell it, no tax, ever. Never, ever. So that's obviously the huge advantage. And now, if you're scared about getting audited for cryptos and you don't want the IRS on your back, then owning cryptos in a retirement account, again, is another good solution because they're not going to come after you. And you're likely not going to be part of a John Doe summons class, especially if you buy it on Gemini in the name of an IRA through us, because the IRS has nothing to gain by auditing you because there's no taxable revenue when you buy and sell cryptos in an IRA because there's nothing to hide, right? There's no tax until you take the distribution. And especially with our Gemini platform solution, the titling of the cryptos in the name of the IRA or 401k. So when the IRS looks at all the list of taxpayers, they're going to see IRA Financial Trust, FBO, Adam Bergman, IRA. They're not going to see Adam Bergman or XYZ LLC. So it's a much safer and cleaner approach to buying cryptos. You still get the tax advantage of deferral or tax-free growth in a Roth, and you get the added layer of protection that you're not going to be dealing with the IRS sending you letters, so you have to prove what you've done with the cryptos, where you may have to if you buy it personally or you use certain exchanges to transact. So they've gone after all the main ones, and now they've gone after Kraken, and they're just basically trying to figure out how many people are negligent in paying their taxes. Is this a big problem? Is this a small problem? Do we have to worry about it? Is there money laundering issues or what's going on? So the IRS is really just trying to gather more data and information on the crypto world. Obviously, it's gained a lot of momentum and public attention, also some scrutiny over the last year. So the IRS is looking for tax revenue, need to pay for a lot of the COVID stimulus and infrastructure bills and going after taxpayers for tax negligence
is a good way of doing it. So this is low-hanging fruit, going after people with at least $20,000 in transactions. And they're basically going to see what they find, right? That's a John Doe summons. It's basically like, hey, we know there's a class of taxpayers out there that fit this classification. We think there's some potential tax avoidance going on. We're not sure. We're pretty sure. So give us all the data. And you know, a lot of companies, when I was a tax lawyer in New York, I worked representing a bunch of accounting firms that were attacked with John Doe summonses for tax shelters back in the early 2000s. And you know, we fought them, and ultimately you'll lose. It's just a matter of negotiating with the IRS because they have such broad summons powers, they'll get anything they want ultimately. So here, Kraken fought back a little bit. They were able to narrow the scope. Coinbase did the same thing. And instead of sending information on every taxpayer that's ever bought cryptos with Kraken, they've limited it to people over $20,000. So that's hopefully going to make Kraken's life easier to gather all this data because it does take time. And then the IRS has to go through it, review it, decide who to audit, figure it out. So anyways, just wanted to kind of share this with you. This just dropped yesterday, May 5th, kind of late breaking news at the end of the day. So I wanted to share it with all you guys. And again, it's just another solution, another supporting factor for, again, yeah, I am, you know, not objective. I do believe it's important to own cryptos in a retirement account. I'm not saying put all your money in cryptos in a retirement account, but if you're going to do cryptos and you're a long-term investor and you believe in the long-term growth potential, want to get access and some type of control and more exposure to an emerging asset like cryptos, retirement account's a great way to do it, especially if you're just going to put in a couple $1,000s, do it in a Roth IRA, let it sit there. And if you hit a home run, it's all tax-free, right? So I just think it's a great way of doing it. And again, you don't have to potentially worry about IRS issues, them auditing your tax return, because technically you don't own it personally. It's titled, if you do it through us, on Gemini in the name of an IRA. So you don't have to use an LLC where you may have some 1099 issues. You don't have to use your own name, which can cause IRS summons and scrutiny, even though you technically think it's in an IRA. The way Coinbase or Kraken may have it is in your personal name, and you don't have some explaining to do. So that was one of the reasons why I really pushed hard with Gemini to allow our clients to be onboarded in the name of a retirement account where we custody, you control on your phone or your PC. You have total control. You can even move the cryptos off the exchange into a cold wallet you control, but we'll custody the IRA, we'll empower you to invest, do it safely, do it tax efficiently in an IRA, 401k or Roth IRA, and reap the benefits, I think. I think there's obviously risk and volatility, but I do believe the reward far outweighs the risk. And if I'm gonna take advantage of the risk reward proposition, I'm gonna do it in a Roth IRA, where if I hit a home run, which I have been over the last 5 years, I'm so thankful I did it at IRA because all my gains are tax-free. So I'm super psyched about that. Best thing I ever did back in 2016. But there's still a lot of growth potential ahead, big pathway ahead of growth, no matter if you're doing Bitcoin, Ethereum, or altcoins. And just think it's a smart way to do it in a retirement account and get around all these crazy John Doe summonses and potential IRS audit risks if you do it personally. So there you go. Just wanted to share that with all of you. Hope you guys appreciate it. I learned a lot kind of going back my notes, thinking about John Doe summonses, going through some of the rules, read some of the case pleadings on this Kraken John Doe summons battle with the IRS, so to speak. So it's been interesting, and I promise I'll keep you guys in the loop. Subscribe if you haven't. You can check out my other podcasts as well. Spotify, Apple, also SoundCloud. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, thanks. And subscribe. There's always good stuff in the works. So take care, stay safe, and talk to everyone again soon.